get notified that status quo is just, you know, you just have to wait for somebody to tell you, is that the way it works?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no way to do it. I guess theoretically, they would have to kind of program it to send the message before it clogs up entirely, because once it clogs up, if they send me a message, they put the message before it clogs up.
Very good. Okay. Never know what's going on with all this equipment.
I usually get email all through the night, and then I realized what had happened, and I went back on the domain site and paid for another year, and it came back online. So you gotta be careful with these things. They don't always tell you when something's about to happen, unfortunately.
Wow. They could actually get that right away, I guess. What happened to my site? Okay, very good, Roy. Good night. ATCGSWN2N2.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good night. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again next week. By the way, good domain names, unless they're real questionable. They give you a great period. They may not give you anything for the domain that's been paid up, but they'll hold on to it for a little while. So it's not like I would wake up and say, oh, I'm rnlapa.com. Not a worry. Not too worried about it. Anyway, have a good week, Paul. We'll see you down the line.
Get to Roy, WS1 there.
I would have come down and asked her, I am punctured this morning. And she still didn't work when I punched her back in. But I'm glad to know what is done.
Hello, Frank. Funny enough, I love Gizmos. I love Gizmos for whatever reason. I really don't like devices that talk to me. Because they usually do it very badly. If I don't remember to disable these things, I'm watching something on television, and when I get on the device, I want to have a conversation with the television.
My wife picks up that for talk.
I mean, I have some goofy things on. When I turn the main power on my desktop and wake it up from semi-sleep, I have a pre-recorded message of following my orders in the voice of a salon from Dr. Clark Lackington. So that's about the only audio cues I need.
Frank, thanks for checking in as always.
Southwest.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at the whole thing here from, you know, like I said, just got my license and, trying to, get a clearance so I can use my camera already instead of my phone. So, I'm trying to, get a load number. So, once I get that, then I'm going to purchase a clearance back to you.
Very good. There's just so many options in the digital world now, and yeah, we could get knocked over here by one of my work apps, because I'm actually on my phone, which is not a great way to operate, but it's all about communicating, and it's I kind of was out of the hobby for almost 10 years, started buying a few cheap radios like 2-3 years ago, and still haven't got a whole lot. I'd like to get back on AGF someday, but we'll see. But this stuff is all fun to play with, and you know, Echolink does work well when you need to get in touch. I think I went too long without saying it. It was KEQCAV and QAML.
Getting into it. Now I'm going to see if I could set up a nice radio base station in my house. And I'm looking at the ICOM 9700. Back to you.
I'm not up on the latest stuff. I try not to look too hard because I don't have the wallet for it right now. And, I've been playing with digital and CMR a little. I might eventually get a hot spot. But right now I definitely need a new laptop just to life in general. But you can operate from a laptop on the digital mode. So still not quite real radio. But yeah, there's something magical about a point-to-point RF connection, if you know what I mean.
Kilo Echo 2, Bravo Alpha 15. Yeah, I'll tell you, I just put up my first antenna today, so I was testing it out, but I have to get a, and they call it a pig shop because I can't put the coaxial cable on my phone, so I have to get that adapter pig shop or whatever the hell they call it back to you.
Oh, what do plug the dongle into the phone. Your audio is a little low. How did you say you were getting into the system? Yeah, and I didn't bring my my earbuds tonight, and I had a nice Bluetooth headset, and I managed to break that. I should have purchased the extended protection. KE2BNB2AML.
Yeah, I was saying that I need to call it a picture. I need a PL-259 to connect to my SO-239. And then the other camera is PL-259. I need to send a mail. So I can connect my antenna.
Yes, and I managed to break a couple of PL-259 connectors because all I use is 18 gears and the grind's really bad, and I don't like to leave anything in the vehicle here, so and I don't operate that much, and I pretty much spend most of my time pretty close to the repeaters. With DMR, you get even more punch, but Yeah, and the best one I found is Comet actually makes one, but I still managed to break it eventually. But it does last longer. It's kind of a toss-up. The ones you buy on Amazon, you know, they're cheap, but they don't last very long. That Comet one, I think I got that. I just can't think of the name of the store online. I got it from the name was Joe Power Connection. I can't think of their name, but yeah, that lasted a pretty long time, but even they could break eventually. Back to you.
Thank you.
for keeping your company here and keeping my mind off the problems of you. And, definitely getting a little late where you are. And, I might be listening more too, because the other toy on my phone that I was playing with, Droidstar, I've just given up on that again. That's stopped working, so I just happen to be listening over here, so maybe I'll catch you again. You have a good rest of your evening there. KU2BAD, actually, about 7-3.
Fly Mark Internet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL receiver.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 1:55 a.m. Temperature 54 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Temperature 54 degrees.
W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Temperature 54 degrees.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
fly Mark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 6 a.m. Temperature 54 degrees.
Tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 54 degrees.
Okay, Patrick's gonna join us.
Okay, that'll work. Sure. Anyway. Nice foggy day out.
Going out to meet Lou and Pat. Let me see if I can correct, Indian flag, sir.
Let me put my hearing aid in. No coffee yet, huh? Now, I think the radio itself has a kind of basic sound to it, and, you know, it's I do much better with it with the treble, so. What'd you say, you're heading out east?
Even as we speak, well, I'm heading southeast right now, but I will be heading east very shortly. The parkway answer.
Okay. We're in spring. We've had a little bit of rain today. I don't know, heavy light, whatever.
They're claiming that it's in this area or around the Denver. It's okay.
Yeah, I think we can handle that. And what else? Cables. As soon as I bypassed the dance and it started performing properly.
What are you talking about?
It got tightened, which I wasn't getting particularly good reads on, and apparently not in all cases, but apparently when there's a double shield of a foil and a braid, if they're not correct, it's totally reliant upon, not totally, but it's very reliant upon a good shield. And I think, I'm not sure of all the logic of it, but I guess it's because it tends to couple with a lot of different things. If there's any breakdown in the shield, it may couple with things and throws off the reading. So, in certain circumstances, LMR-400 or certain cables that are similar to that with the double shield just don't work well with the antenna.
Well, maybe you should run a piece of hardwire down there and just use an RGA jumper for about a foot or two.
This is the, I had to bury it, and many years ago when I had the pool redone, they buried a 2-inch PVC pipe for me. And so I figured, boy, that's the easiest way to go. You take the water out of it, you run any kind of cable through it, but you can't. There's a lot of water in that conduit, and so I needed a waterproof cable to run it. So I actually ended up connecting to my old piece of cable, which was 9913, putting some connectors on there. You know, the hard line would be very difficult to run into the conduit. I thought of doing that, but I don't even know how you would do it.
Very carefully. Actually, there is a flexible hard line. Oh, pretty now. Like, it's called super flex. I don't know if I have any around. I don't think so. What's the run approximately?
Well, the run to get it under the sidewalk to get from the shed to the house, I think it's maybe 30 feet.
Right. You want to get it up to just by the antenna. And you want to get it in the house. I mean, you can, in the house, I guess, you can use the piece of LMR. But,
You know, I'm not sure about that. I bypassed the bypass. I put a 15-foot jump line there and then connected that to the LMR and saw the bad reading. So it may be that anywhere in the line, I have to replace what's going up to the house anyway. And I'll figure out, I'm not sure which cable I'll do that. But apparently anywhere that you have the LMR 400, I shouldn't say anywhere, and I don't keep meaning to say that it's always going to be bad, but in some instances it just doesn't work. But I have to run some cable anyway. The cable that's going from the around my deck area up into the shack is 20 years old, and part of it had already broken down. The jacket had broken down, so I may have some problems with that anyway. So I'll put up some new cables. But it's interesting the way things work out.
It could be a nice year going.
Yeah, I have to measure it. I think it's a 25-foot tape measure, and it was longer than that. The thing is, it goes down about a foot, maybe more, into the conduit, and it comes up a foot, obviously. I have to take a measurement. And then if I bring it up to some kind of a waterproof box at the shed, and some kind of waterproof box by the deck, you know, that's fine. Then I can hook into it, put switches into it. Which I think ultimately, I don't know how many more feed lines I want to bring up into the shack. But yeah, I'll get your measurement on it.
Okay. See what happens. I'm not sure what I got laying around. Sometimes, like odd length chunks, like maybe your 50 foot length that just they can't use for anything.
Yeah, as long as it's flexible, and that I believe all of that is waterproof. Right, it can fit in water.
I would have to look. I would. I'm sure it's at least as good as the LMR, but not 100% sure if they would consider it submersible.
KQKB, well, this is definitely sitting in water. I was kind of surprised. Maybe I should have known better, but that pipe underneath did also a lot of condensation. I think at the shop vac, it'll draw out from that pipe, I don't know, 3-4 gallons of water.
Anyway, I'm just getting on the express van. It is a bit foggy out here, surprisingly. So it stops. The rain stops, but the fog's here.
Yeah, I see the fog looking out the window. Although it looks like the sun's trying to break through. What's your ultimate destination today? You broke up a little bit. I said, are you going out to sell them?
That's correct.
Coming out over here, and maybe even a little clearer than we're getting on 85. I wonder any things that we need to do at 85 that haven't been done already to sharpen the signal.
Okay, you got to explain to me, and this may be correct. Is it audio you're talking about, or signal?
I think it's the audio. I have to think about that, but I think it's the audio. And then again, it's hard to say. We have such a variety of equipment coming into it. You know, you hear one guy and you can hardly hear him, and another guy is way up there. So I don't know. I'll listen some more intently.
Yeah. If it's the people that are using it, it's probably because their equipment is different. But as far as the audio goes, one thing I absolutely positively know is the voting comparator does add a little bit and is not as consistent as it is when you only have the one receiver.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But so Jerry was seeing it in lots of different places along one thing, and you know, a few places. Maybe there was a building in the way, but he was seeing. Got it for me. He was seeing. VHF, I think. Of course, that's the one where you start the call sign. So I think that's what you see.
Yeah. And also, that's only one of the trips you want. Between on a few things, and I think he's testing it with Marty. You know, because he wants to link things, he suggested
we'll bring you in back.
Well, that's why I know this story, because of our system that way.
Yeah, definitely noise. A geographic thing, because I know from trying to see if there are some noisy areas, and you may get better if you get a little further out.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just passed 58, I'm sorry. But, yeah, I'm just going up the hill now, with you. This is for Wisconsin and Holbrook. It might be a little bit of a hole there. Who knows?
How much power are you running now? Because you said this is trying to get the lowest power.
No, I'm on 40 watts. That's where it's set up. Yeah, Old Nichols Road. I'm sorry, that's where I am.
And I am surprised that it's still noisy, but it may stop if you get a little further out.
Okay, I just dropped it down, which is 10 dB lower. Any significant difference?
Yeah, the noise level popped up.
Unless there's something going on out there. So I can switch over to Delvis. Hang on.
That is clearer.
You know, who knows? Anyway, hopefully this is not going to take a while. You know, got to get the duplexer on the ground. Things set up, and it should take about 15 or 20 minutes, so maybe an hour.
All right. Well, it's a good thing to retire. You have all this time to do these things for us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll see. As you pointed out, I'll wind up helping Marty for a while. I had, you know, as I said, I suggested one thing to him, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right, anyway, Wednesday at 8:30. Let me go back to doing some work after placing an order. So, I'm here, well, I don't know if you're going to be testing stuff, but I should be at my desk. And otherwise, I'm testing it on the way back. So, the VTZ, I think, is changing.
Actually, if you want to switch over there right now, we can do it before now, and we can do it after when I'm done.
What do you want me to do? You want me to try to hit Sheldon?
I'll see what you sound like right now, and then see if what I do, it makes an improvement to the point where it was the worthwhile thing.
All right, well, right now, I mean, you sound good. I think there was a little bit of a loss of signal, but more of a ticket sensing that it dropped out the second it came right back. So you're doing clear right now.
No, I want you to switch to Sheldon. I don't want to put you down because I'm close.
All right, hold on one second. I'm Peter Nissel, whether I make Sheldon. All right, stand by. Yeah, I don't think I'm meeting with Steve. Take a transmission and let me see if I'm hearing you.
I heard somebody, and I presume it was you key up twice. And it was a little noisy, but that's exactly what I want to find out.
Yeah, I'm not hearing the repeater come back at me, though. All right, I'll switch over there, and I'll take a transmission. Yeah, bye. The VTZSC, KCKND, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3.
Okay, I will check that out, and I will check out the transmit as well. I don't understand. You should be, well, that's not true. I did find that one spot that blocks you quite a bit, but let me see what happens. At least I have an idea.
Yeah, you know what, I just turned up the full power. Let me see if that makes a difference.
No, actually, we had it was perfectly good, if you could leave. Yeah. Because I'm sure if you're on full power, I'll hear you rock solid. I wanted to hear it with a little bit of noise because I expect it to improve when I'm done.
Thank you, 3455-4321 again to see if I'm hitting on full power, KCKND.
Yeah, you have a little... You ever do when I told you that one time, check what the path is on Google Earth and take a look and see what's in the middle?
I did, but see, I'm hitting this with a different antenna. I never had any problem hitting Sheldon, but now in the spring, the tree next to me is I transmit directly into that tree.
That means all you got to do is breathe and if you're a little bit over the tree. Anyway, yeah, I got the picture. They little green attenuators do work well.
Yeah, I think at some point I may put another dual band antenna in a different location, although I'm kind of limited where I can put that. I'd have to go towards my back fence so into my back fin, I would have a clearer shot of the eye, that you wouldn't be bothering me. The only problem is my proximity to the electric wire, so I don't know. But I know where I am right now. I'm transmitting directly into the tree.
Okay. Like I said, we'll put this out. Anyway, let me just see if Lou is here right now, since I'm getting close.
All right, I'm going to sign it.
It's Y to it.
I'm KTK in the open.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.